Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rob McCray bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 20 years she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top small business tax experts in the galaxy. The J.K. Lasser series is out every year now for, I don't know, a long time. She started doing this right out of elementary school. And finance and tax for your family business is one of them, but mainly the yearly version, right, Barbara? The 2000 J.K. Lasser's small business tax is 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2019 is coming out, right?
The 2019 is coming out at the end of November. It's going to be covering all the changes from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that will impact your 2018 return and what to do going forward.
So, which we're going to get into in a little bit, but I want to finish up. I want to get you to plug back in. As we went to the break, you had a couple of points that you were making about retirement plans, and I asked you to hold one of them over. Pick back up where we were, and let's go forward.
We were talking about why it's important to have retirement plans, and one of the reasons that has kept small business owners from moving forward is the cost and the regulatory complexity. And one of the good things that's about to happen is that they're developing rules now to permit small employers to basically join together and be treated as a multi employer plan, and this will significantly cut the cost and will alleviate a lot of the fiduciary burdens on individual business
and this
owners.
Folks, this is from a Trump executive order. These are some of the steps that President Trump is taking to help small businesses.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's the same concept that's been applied now to association health plans, where there already is now a Department of Labor final rule in place to permit associations to offer group health plans to their members across state lines.
And what so your Chamber of Commerce could do this, right?
Exactly. Your Chamber of Commerce, your professional association.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So if you're a dry cleaner, and you're a member or could join the International Dry Cleaners Association, and I'm not making fun. I mean, you know, pick one. There's one for everybody, and that group. One of the ways that I promise you what they're going to do, folks. Now that they're doing this, now that this is possible, this is one of the ways they're going to get more members. They're going to be promoting. Look for this. Your international or your national trade group. Our professional group is going to start hitting you with offers to join their association health plan, right, Barb?
Precisely, and for good reason, because it's going to bring your costs down
a lot.
So instead of having to buy coverage through an individual market, and especially, let's say you're a sole proprietor and you don't even have employees, you couldn't get a group plan. Yeah. Now you're going to be able to be in the group market. So it's going to be transformative.
All these executive orders, folks, that the president has done, it's dropped the health care premiums have dropped by two-thirds as a result of this executive order, and which allows us to completely, absolutely bypass all the onerous mandates, all the expensive, ridiculous, dangerous mandates of Obamacare. Obamacare is the worst thing that ever happened to small business, the small business sector, Barbara. And we hate it. I polled them all the time over the last several years. Since 2010, I polled small business owners about this. Small business, the sector, hates Obamacare because their costs went up.
not only, well, it's not just that they went up, they skyrocketed.
That's right. That's right.
For coverage that wasn't desired. It wasn't the kind of coverage that we want.
We're having to pay for coverage that we couldn't possibly chronologically use.
Exactly.
But yet we're still having to pay for it. That's what's, see, in my opinion, this is where the Democrats were stupid in developing Obamacare, because they wanted to control our lives so much with Obamacare, they didn't realize that if they hadn't put those mandates on, Obamacare might have actually worked.
Exactly. So, and don't get me wrong, there are some things that are good about the program, and I think those good things will be retained, like pre-existing conditions, which were covered in a lot of states anyway prior to Obamacare.
Exactly right.
I think we have cause for optimism here in terms of growing access by small businesses to a lot of the programs that until now only big businesses could offer.
I'll tell you why I'm optimistic. I got the same coverage, and I'm going to save thousands of dollars a year because of this executive order that allowed me to go around Obamacare. And I bet you that's a story that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small businesses can tell.
Yeah, I think things are looking good.
Yeah.
So I hope it continues.
God help us if something happens to cause us to Obamacare to be back in our face. That's the worst thing that ever happened. Of all the things that's ever been passed in this country, Obamacare is the worst. Tim Till, right back with Barbara Weltman. We're going to talk some more with her. She's one of the best. BarbaraWeltman.com, by the way, is her website. Check us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.